Thank you, Margaret. And we end this part of Chatterbox with a selection of the shorter stories from the evening news this week.
Norfolk's largest hospital is to undergo organisational changes to improve services for stroke patients. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, failed to meet half of its monthly targets for people suffering a stroke. Figures released by the NNUH show that just 70% of urgent stroke patients had access to a brain scan within 60 minutes in October. The monthly target is 90%. Delays were caused by scans not being requested as urgent and relevant medical staff not being alerted by A&E. Meanwhile, the number of patients admitted to the HASU stroke unit within 4 hours was below the 90% target rate at 65.3%.
Two students from Norwich will be hosting a special event for porridge lovers. Rowan Collins and Olivia Bush, who both study design at Norwich University of the Arts, will be opening a pop-up porridge cafe at Studio 20 on Wensum Street called Norwich. The pop-up will serve porridge all day, as well as other baked goods and seasonal lunch options. As well as this, there'll also be handmade and thrifted ceramics for sale and food styling and photography workshops running throughout the afternoon. The duo said, "We love porridge and have been dreaming of opening a porridge cafe one day. Recently, we had the idea of just going ahead and trying it out as a pop-up." Lots of brainstorming and a few coffee shop meetings later, Norwich was born, and it's just snowballed from there.
Norwich is a tale of two cities, with successes such as thriving creative industries and a healthy economy going hand in hand, with problems such as a surge in homelessness and wide disparities in performance at schools. That's what Norwich City Council Chief Executive Laura McGillivray told a conference, which aims to forge a vision for what the city will be like in 2040. She said there was much to celebrate, but also major challenges. More than 100 people from councils, businesses, charities and voluntary organisations attended yesterday's conference at Norwich City Football Club's Carrow Road ground. With councils no longer getting so much funding from the government, the idea is that collective responsibility is key to keeping Norwich a fine city.
Six branches of Lloyds Bank and Halifax are to close across Norfolk and Suffolk as Lloyds Banking Group cuts jobs in a move that unions have branded unnecessary. Branches under the Halifax, Bank of Scotland and Lloyds brands will be affected, resulting in 99 job losses. They include the Norwich St Stephen's branch of Halifax and Lloyds Bank branches in Acle, Bungay, Halesworth, Norwich Surrey Street and Southwold. The lender said the group was embarking on the closure programme partly in response to changing customer behaviour and the declining number of transactions in the branches.
The maximum stake for fixed odd betting machines should be slashed from £100 to £2, city councillors say, after reading how a Norwich man lost £15,000 in a single afternoon. And Norwich City Council is also seeking extra powers, which would enable them to limit the number of new betting shops which are granted permission and to revoke or reduce existing licences. At present, people can bet up to £100 every 20 seconds on fixed odd terminals, which are found in high street betting shops. But a 12-week government consultation could limit the maximum stake per spin to £2.50.
A Norwich Hospitality Association has raised concerns about the impact that roadworks are having on hotels located to the north of the city. Norwich Area Hoteliers Association Chair Bill Heath, who is also the general manager of the Holiday Inn Norwich North, said guests were increasingly opting to stay in hotels closer to the city centre due to congestion during peak hours. The association raised the issue with Norwich North Conservative MP Chloe Smith at a recent meeting and said it would also look to address the roadworks and ongoing pedestrianisation of the city centre with the Norwich City Council early next year.
A tea lady has celebrated 25 years service at a nursing home with a brew and a slice of cake. Susan Grange was presented with a commemorative ornament by Maria Matthew, the manager of St Clement's Nursing Home in St Clement's Hill, Norwich. Mrs Grange also received gifts from Kingsley Healthcare head office, as well as champagne and chocolates from her colleagues at St Clement's. Mrs Grange says she intends on serving for 2 more years before retiring.
A grandfather is asking for people to help return his bright yellow canaries after they escaped from an aviary near Norwich. Mike Rogers, who's 81, said around 14 of the birds flew from their enclosure in Drayton when high winds blew the roof off last Wednesday. Since then, there have been several sightings in the nearby villages of Taverham and Thorpe Marriott, with one even flying into a school staff room. Mr. Rogers, who's been raising canaries since he was 15, said 3 had already returned home, while another 3 had been found dead. And the former transport manager admitted that his hopes of finding the rest alive were now fading because of the cold weather.
A centre which educates children who have been seriously bullied is hosting a Christmas carol service. Red Balloon, a charity who has a handful of learning centres across the country, including in Norwich, will hold the event on December the 21st at St Peter Mancroft Church. The Lord Mayor, Councillor David Fullman, and High Sheriff for Norfolk, James Bagg, will be attending. The Red Balloon centres educate children who have suffered from severe and serious bullying. Many have developed mental health issues and cannot attend mainstream schools. The event is free to attend and there are no tickets, but donations at the end of the service are welcome.
A healthcare assistant turned nursing student with first-hand experience of cancer care will take to the skies to make a 14,000-foot jump for charity. Becky Herdman, who studies at the University of East Anglia, was described as a superstar supporter of Norfolk cancer charity The Big C, and she even started the Big C Society at the university. Miss Herdman, who used to work on the oncology ward at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, will wind up her year of fundraising with the daring skydive.
That's all. That's just about all for this week. Remember, we are always pleased to hear from you. Call us on the telephone number 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. And leave a message or pop a note in the wallet when you return it to us. We also have our website at cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. The latest edition of Chatterbox can be heard here, as well as editions from the past year in date order. When you finish listening to Chatterbox, please return the stick to us by putting it into the wallet, turning over the address label at the front, and popping it in the postbox. All return post is paid, so no stamp needed.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed listening to this week's edition of Chatterbox. Remember, the winter edition of Norwich Citizen follows this recording. Your readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell, and Jenny Pierce read the features. Margaret Thompson devised and presented What's On. This week, our sound recordist was Peter Murch, the editor was Peter Wilson. All the items were taken from the evening news, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes responsibility for the contents of this recording. But for now, from Ree and from me, it's goodbye.